And the pasuk continues shishi. The pasuk is now telling us concerning the oilas tamid, the oila that was brought every single day, one sheep in the morning and one sheep in the afternoon. V'zeh asher tase al ha-mizbeach. And this is what you shall offer on the mizbeach. Kivosim b'nei shana, sheep in their first year, shnayim layoim, two a day, tamid, continuously, every single day. Es hakeves ha-echot tase v'aboyker, one sheep you shall make in the morning, ve'es hakeves ha-sheni tase b'en ho-aboyim, and the second sheep you shall offer in the afternoon. Now together with each one of the sheep, there was a mincha brought together with nesachim, which is wine poured on the mizbeach. And the pasuk continues, Bisorin soilas, and 1/10 of an ephah, fine flour, bolol, mixed b'shemen kosis reva hin, with oil, kosis that was pressed a quarter of a hin, which is 3 lugim, because a hin is 12 lugim, and a quarter of a hin is 3 lugim. So the pasuk is saying that you took 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour and mixed it with a quarter of a hin of oil. Now, even though the pasuk says over here kosis, that it was pressed, in the beginning of the parsha, Rashi says kosis lama'or, kosis, the first drop that was pressed, we only needed it for the menorah. Avaloi kosis lamenachas, but for karban mincha, you did not need kosis. You were able to take even the second drop and all the rest of the oils from this zayas, and you could grind it up. You didn't need to press it. So why does the pasuk say over here kosis? And Rashi explains, because since the pasuk earlier said kosis lama or avaloi kosis lamenachas, you might think that kosis would be possible for a mincha. Therefore, the pasuk over here is telling us, no, if you want, you can also bring kosis. You don't have to bring kosis, but you can bring kosis. The nesach revias ahin yoyin la keves ha'echad. And they also brought wine to be poured on the mizbeach, a quarter of a hin, 3 lugim, for one sheep. The nesachim were wine that was poured from pitchers onto the top of the mizbeach, and from there it went down to the foundation, to the yisoid of the mizbeach. This was all done to the keves that was brought in the morning. Pasuk Mem Aleph is referring to the second keves. Ve'eis ha-keves ha-sheni taseh ben ha-aboyim. And the second keves you would bring in the afternoon, kemincha's ha-boyker, just like the mincha that was brought in the morning. 1/10 of the ephah mixed with a quarter of a hin of oil. Uchiniska, and just like the nesachim, the quarter of a hin of wine that was poured for the first sheep. Tasela, you should also make for the second sheep. L'reach nichoyach for nachas ruach ishe l'Hashem, a fire offering to Hashem. And Rashi explains ishe l'Hashem is referring to the oila and the mincha, because the oila was brought on the fire, completely burnt, and so was the minchas nesachim, this mincha, as opposed to the nesachim itself were just poured on the mizbeach. So ishe l'Hashem is referring to the oila and the mincha. Oilas tomid, a continuous oila brought every day. L'dereseichem, for your generations, Pesach oil mayed lefnei Hashem. It was brought by the opening of the oil mayed before Hashem, referring to the mizbeach hanachoshes, which was placed by the opening of the oil mayed, and this oilas tamid was offered on the mizbeach that was Pesach oil mayed. Asher yivoyed lochem shomo l'daber elecha sham, which will be the place which I will meet with you there to speak to you there. According to the pashup shot in this pasuk, the pasuk seems to be saying that Hashem will meet with Moshe and speak to Moshe from on top of the mizbeach hanachoshes, the outside mizbeach, because the pasuk says Pesach oil mayid, you will bring the oila Pesach oil mayid on the mizbeach hanachoshes, which was Pesach oil mayid, and that will be the place Asher yivoyed lochem shama, where I will meet with you. So it seems to say that I will meet with you by the Pesach oil mayid, by the mizbeach hanachoshes. Rashi says another pshat in the pasuk that really Hashem only met with Moshe and spoke with Moshe from on top of the Aron, from on top of the Kaparis, like he said earlier in Parshas Truma. What does it mean, Asher Yivoyed Lechem Shama, where I will meet with you there? Where is there? There is going back on the word Oyel Moed, not the words Pesach Oyel Moed, but rather only on the word Oyel Moed. I will meet with you there in the Oyel Moed from on top of the Kaparis. Maskil David asks, according to the first pshat of Rashi, that Hashem met with Moshe from on top of the Mizbeach and Achoshes, how does that fit with the pasuk in Truma that says clearly that the place where Hashem will meet with Klal Yisrael will be on top of the Aron? And he answers with the pasuk and a Rashi in Parshas Pekudei. In Parshas Pekudei, Perek Mem, Pasuk Lamed Hei, The pasuk says, "V'loyachol Moshe lavoi el oil moed ki shochan olav he'onon." Moshe was not able to enter the oil moed because the onon was on top. And Rashi asked the stira from this pasuk to the pasuk in Bamidbar, where it says, "Uvavoi Moshe el oil moed," when Moshe will come into the oil moed. So the pasuk says clearly that Moshe did enter the oil moed. So how can the pasuk say in Pekudei that Moshe did not go into the oil moed? And he answers, because the pasuk over here in Pekudei says the reason why he did not enter, ki shochan olav he'onon, because the onon was on top of the oil moed. So therefore, it depends. When the onon was on top of the oil moed, Moshe did not enter. But when the onon was not on top of the oil moed, then Moshe was able to enter the oil moed. And with this, Maskal David explains that when the onan was on top of the oil ma'id, that was when Moshe could not enter the oil ma'id, and Hashem spoke to him from on top of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Therefore, it is not a stira to Parshas Truma. Parshas Truma was talking in a typical case where there was no onan on top of the oil ma'id. Then Hashem spoke to Moshe from the Shemayim, Mibein Shnei Akruvim, and the voice came into the oil ma'id, and Moshe stood in the oil ma'id and heard the words of Hashem. But over here, where Rashi says, according to the Shittas, that Hashem spoke to Moshe from on top of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, that was talking when the onan was on top of the oil moed and Moshe could not enter. Then Hashem spoke to Moshe from on top of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, outside the oil moed. And the pasuk continues, "Inoy arati shomo levnei Yisrael," and I will meet there with the Bnei Yisrael, "v'nigdash bichvoidi," and the Mishkan will become holy, "bichvoidi," with my honor, with my Shechina. That is the first pshat of Rashi. Rashi in the second pshat says, "V'nigdash," the Mishkan will become holy. Do not read the word "bichvoidi," with my honor, but rather "bimechubodai," with my honored ones. The Mishkan will become holy with my honored ones, with my tzaddikim, as we will see later in Parsha Shmini, that on the day the Mishkan was put up, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the honored ones of Hashem, the tzaddikim of Hashem, Nadav Avihu, died. And that is what the pasuk means, "V'nigdash bichvoidi," the Mishkan will become holy with my tzaddikim. "V'kidash dias oil moed," and I will make holy the oil moed. "V'es hamizbeach," and the mizbeach. "V'es Aaron v'es bonav akadesh l'chayinli," and Aaron and his sons I will make holy to serve me. "V'shochanti b'soich b'nei Yisrael," and I will dwell amongst the b'nei Yisrael. "V'yisi lohem leloikim," and I will be to them for a God. "V'yadu," and they will know, "ki ani Hashem Elokeihem," that I am Hashem their God. "Asher etzeisi oisa me'eretz Mitzrayim l'shachni b'seichem," that I took them out from the land of Mitzrayim on the condition to dwell amongst them. "Ani Hashem Elokeihem," I am Hashem their God. And let's go back now on the Rashis. They brought two sheep every day, together with a mincha. Zagrashi pasuk mem v'yisorin soilas, 1/10 of an eifa for a mincha. Asiris or eifa, it's 1/10, means 1/10 of an eifa, which is mem gimel beyim v'chaymesh beya, 43 1/5 eggs. As Rashi explained this earlier in Parshas Bishalach, by the mun was the size of an oimer, and oimer is the same size as a tenth of an eifa. And also over there he says it's 43 1/5 beyim. B'shemen kosis, with oil that was pressed. It is not for an obligation that the pasuk says it shall be pressed. Elo lahachshir, to tell you that oil that was pressed is kosher. Lefisha nemakosis lamaor, since the pasuk says earlier, kosis, it shall be pressed lamaor for the menorah, umashma lamaor v'loy lemenachos, and that has a mashmois, that you only need kosis for the menorah and not for menachos. Yochol leposla lemenachos, maybe the pasuk is saying that shemen kosis is posel for a mincha. Tam lemer kan kosis, that's why it says over here kosis. V'loy nemakosis lamaor. And it only says kosis lama or earlier, elolamayit menachos, to exclude a carbon mincha, she'ein tzarech kosis, that it does not need kosis, she'af ha'tochun berechayim kosher behem, even if it was ground in a mill, it is kosher. But it is not coming to say that kosis is possible, because this pasuk is saying that you can also bring kosis. Reva ahin, a quarter of a hin, shloisha lugim, a quarter of a hin is 3 lugim, because a hin is 12 lugim, a quarter of a hin is 3 lugim. V'nesach, and poured wine, zot Rashi, lasafalim, for the pitchers. K'moshe shoninu b'mesech the sukkah, like we learned in Mesech the sukkah. Shnei safalim shal kesef hoyu b'roish ha-mizbeach. There were two silver pitchers on top of the mizbeach. U'minu kovim k'min shnei choytmen dak. And they had two holes like two nostrils. Noisin hayayin latoichoi, he places the wine inside the pitchers, v'hu mikaleach v'yotzei derech hachoitim. And it poured and went out through these nostrils. V'noifel agag ha-mizbeach, and it fell onto the roof of mizbeach, u'misham yorid l'shitim b'mizbeach beis ha-lamim. And from there it went to the foundation by the beis ha-migdash, u'v'mizbeach ha-nachoshes yorid b'nam ha-mizbeach l'oritz. And by the copper mizbeach, the mishkan, over there it went from the mizbeach onto the ground. L'reach nichoyach ishe l'ashem, for a fire offering, enachas ruach to Hashem, ala mincha nemar. It is also going on the mincha. Not only on the oila was it nikrav al gabe hamizbeach, completely burnt, also the minchas nesachim. Al mincha nemar, also on the mincha, she minchas nesachim kule kolol, because the mincha brought together with the nesachim was completely burnt. V'seder hakrovosam, and the order of their hakrova was ha'evarim b'tchila, first you brought the limbs of the oila, v'achar kach hamincha, and afterwards the mincha, shenemar oila u'mincha, first oila, then mincha. Tamid, the oila was tamid, miyoyim al yoyim, every day, v'layatzik yoyim b'natayim, there should not be a day being mafzik between one and the other, every single day you brought the oila's tamid. It's interesting that Rashi is medayik this over here in Pasuk Membeis, when the word tamid was already said in Pasuk Laman Ches, Shnayim Layam Tamid. Asher Yivoyed Lochem, the place where I will meet with you, Kishe'ek Vamoyed Ledaber Elecho, when I will set up a place to speak to you, Shom Ekvo Enu Lovay, over there I will set up the place to speak with you. V'yesh Rabbi Senu Lom Dimikan, and there are those of our Rabbonim that learn from here, Shemeal Mizbeach HaNechoshes, from on top of the copper Mizbeach, the outside Mizbeach, Hoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaber in Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, Misha Hukam HaMishkon, once the Mishkon was erected. Because since the Pasuk says, Pesach Oil Moed, and that on that the Pasuk says, Asher Yivoyed Lachem Shama, I will meet with you over there, Pesach Oil Moed, that is the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Some say the pasuk over here is also saying that he spoke to him from on top of the kaparis. Just like the pasuk says earlier, I will speak with you from on top of the kaparis. And the pasuk over here that says I will meet with you, it is not referring to the mizbeach hanachoshes. It is going back on only the words oil moed that were mentioned in the pasuk. I will meet with you over there. Where is there? In the oil moed on top of the kaparis. And I will meet with you over there. Esvaed imam bedibur. I will meet with you over there in conversation. Kemelach hakaveya mokoy moed ledaber imavodov sham. Like a king that sets up a place to speak to his servants over there. Venigdash hamishkon, and the mishkon will become holy. Bichvoidi, with my honor. Shetishresh shchinasi boy, my shchina will dwell on the mishkon. Umedrash agodo. Al tikri bichvoidi. Do not read the word bichvoidi, which means my honor. Ela bimechubadai, with my honored ones. Bimechubadim sheli, with my honored ones. Kan remez loy misas bnei aharon. Over here the pasuk is hinting the death of the children of aharon. Nodav aviyu. B'yom ha-komosoi, on the day the Mishkan was erected, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'zehu she'omar Moshe, and this is what Moshe said in Parsha Shemini, when Nadav Aviyu died, Hu asher divar Hashem leimor, this is what Hashem has already said, B'kroivai ekodesh, with my chosen ones, the Mishkan will become holy. V'hechen divar, where did Hashem say already that the Mishkan will become holy with my honored ones and my tzaddikim? And that he says because of the pasuk over here, v'nigdash b'chvoidi, which we dash v'nigdash b'mechubadai. L'shachni b'seicham, I am Hashem, their God, where I took them out of Mitzrayim. L'shachni b'seicham, amanas lishkan ani b'seicham, on the condition that I will dwell amongst them.